And good evening, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you all. This is Bill Ruggiero on this Christmas Eve night, and welcome to another edition of Talking Topics. Today's show has been sponsored in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind, the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibake. If you have any questions, please call us or visit our website at www.audiojournal.org, and our phone number is 508-797-1117. And now I have a very special guest, and he has been here throughout the years. Good evening to Chris Kringle.
And good evening to you, Bill, and ho, ho, ho to everybody out there.
Yes.
Merry Christmas Eve and
yes.
Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Well, it's another year and we're together here. And, why don't you tell us about your reindeer? You know, last year I remember we were talking about reindeer gas.
Yes. And we're thinking about using gas to, there's an energy crisis on, and what can we use? And so we decided to use reindeer gas to keep our reindeer going, and we're going to do that because we've got a special order of reindeer beans that are going to be served to the reindeer, and we're sure that'll be the gas production that we need to get around the world.
Yeah, can you tell me what reindeer beans are?
Oh, reindeer, I used to talk in English. reindeer beans are the sort of beans you get in a good bowl of chili.
Oh, yeah.
And it leaves you the same way a good bowl of chili will. You're going to be gassed up and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. It's like a car, you know, you just need the right amount of gas to keep you going on the road.
And once you get it started, it just keeps on going.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, we're looking forward to reducing our energy needs because we want to be eco-friendly reindeer and an eco-friendly Claus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And by the way, I want to say hello to some of my friends, Lois Lynn here. I want to say hello to Cece and her mother. And I just want to say that Merry Christmas to them. And I hope that they've been nice and not naughty. Like my case manager, Cece's naughty. She's on the naughty list because she did something, and she is very naughty.
Okay, so you want me to put on my list then? She's on the naughty list.
Yep.
Oh, dear. Well, we will take that to the committee.
Okay.
There is a committee that judges what is naughty and what is nice, and sometimes they just shake their heads.
Yep.
But, yeah, we're looking forward to this Christmas. We've kind of upped our game. We've got a lot more electronics right now.
Yes.
To get us guided through so we can find all the right spots. And also what's scary now is there are so many drones flying in the air. We don't want to run into any drones.
That's right. Tell me, Santa, how do you avoid the drones?
We have special digital radar, drone radar, just aimed at only drones. And we work in conjunction with the United States Air Force, and they help. They keep the flight lines open for us and in other countries as we go around the world.
Yeah.
So we're cooperating with various agencies that give us a clear flight path for the entire night.
Yeah, because you need that because you never know. There's people out there that are crazy, and they have these drones, and they try to flip you off course.
Yeah, also the fact you really don't drunk and drone. Don't drink and drone. We hate drug droners.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell us about your sleigh? Now you had a new sleigh that you were talking about last year. And that is not going to work.
No,
tell
it's
us
not.
Why?
No, it is not going to work. A lot of it has to do with capacity. You got to realize that when we fly at Christmas, we carry toys for every boy and girl in the world. So we got to play around not just with the physical, but with the physics, because we don't break the laws of physics. We kind of bend them a bit. We do a lot of thing with fourth dimensional space and storage, and we're We were trying to get into fifth-dimensional storage, but we couldn't quite make it. So we're staying with fourth dimension, but we had to add more dimension to the dimension. We had to enlarge the dimensions because our dimensions were too small. So now we need a larger dimension before we get to a fifth dimension. It'll make a much smoother next year when we do this. But also, yes, we have a lot of more digital equipment. We have our radar going. We have Elf on the Shelf spying on children, which I'm not really big on Elf on the Shelf, but I can understand. And the union wants them.
Yes. Yeah, well, if the union wants them, they can have them. Anyway, there is some Meta glasses that are out there. I'm going to be getting some, and what they are is it's you control it with your phone, and you ask it different questions. Well, let's say you're in a room, and you can ask it. You could say, hey, Meta, what am I looking at right now? And it'll tell you what you're looking at. And I just got approved for that from the Memorial Foundation for the Blind. And by the way, I want to say hello to those people who are at the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and stuff like that. And I want to say a special thank you for giving me those Meta glasses. I'm going to be getting them soon from Jennifer Daly. And I want to say hello to Jen, too.
Oh, that's going to be exciting, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. And I think the Meta glasses will help you and the reindeers find your way through the sky.
That would be wonderful because aside from rain and snow and bad weather and fog, the airways are getting so crowded anymore. You know, there's drones flying around, there are private jets flying around, there are people in hot air balloons flying around, helicopters, private planes, big planes, small planes. I think at one point we're just going to start driving around the world. I think it'll be a lot faster the way the airways are getting clogged right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that there should be a rule for airplanes. No flying on Christmas Eve.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yes. It'd
be kind of hard on people trying to get home, but maybe that would give them time to get in the air before I do. And give me the whole sky to play with because I've got millions of boys and girls who are looking forward.
Right, right. And you got millions of people who want gifts this year. And tell us if they've been on your naughty list or a nice list and stuff like that. Also, another question about the sleigh. Is the sleigh heated for you?
Oh, yes, the sleigh has to be heated. Not only for me, but for some of the gifts that I bring. I bring puppies to people and also kittens. And we've got to have heated seats for the puppies. Even the occasional hamster shows up. It's amazing what I wind up in that sleigh.
Oh, wow. I
don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but we're having some discussions at the around the round table at the North Pole about our gifts, because as we know, I bring gifts to grandma, mm-hmm. grandpa, mm-hmm. mom and dad, the kids,
yes,
even the pets.
Yeah.
Well, now there's some kids who want their toys to have gifts, especially their AI toys. They have conversations with these toys. So what do you buy an AI? We have no idea what to buy a robot.
Well, I don't know. What do you buy for a robot? Maybe you could buy it some wires or something.
That's true.
Or you could buy it, because, you know, a robot is not a person. And so I'd say buy new wires.
Yeah, that's one thought. What some of the elves are talking about is that we ought to buy AIs and robots and robotic-controlled AIs.
Yeah.
That we ought to buy them their own AIs.
Yeah, because I have GPT, and I talk to it every day, and the weather for Christmas Eve looks very nice, and at least here in New England, but out towards the west, you might get some snow and some rain.
Well, we've already gotten weather forecasts from both the U.S. Meteorological Services and the Canadian Services. So we've got North America pretty well covered.
Yes.
Also, we know it's going to be like in Mexico.
Yes.
And as we work our way down south and then around the world.
Yep. How are the reindeers doing?
The reindeer are doing quite well. Olive is having a few problems this year. You remember Olive, right?
Oh, yeah. Olive the other reindeer.
Yeah, she's not had a wonderful year this year.
Oh.
But she's working at it. She kind of nicked a knee. And there's nothing worse than a nicked knee reindeer. It makes it kind of hard. But we've had her in physical therapy, and she ought to be ready to go on Wednesday night. We're looking forward to having her out there.
Yeah.
And, she's flying back up to Rudolph because, I hate to say this, but Rudolph's light is getting dim. I think Rudolph is aging. I think it's time for him to bring in his kid. Yeah, because, Rudolph Jr. has been training for this, too. And I think one more year and then Rudolph Jr. will take over.
It'll be hard
to see Rudolph go, but you know what? Rudolph earned his retirement.
Yep. He needs to retire, and are you going to have a party for him?
Oh, but of course. And the thing to remember about Rudolph is, he's going to be retiring from one day's work, but that one day's work takes months and months and months of preparation. And what he's thinking about doing is joining me on the golf course.
Oh, wow.
But we don't really know how he's going to swing a club.
Yeah.
He likes the game. He loves the game. He follows me around, and we talk about it. He's very good advice. He's helped me improve my swing like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually shooting par. At one hole.
Wow.
And that's the only one I shoot par at.
That's
but
amazing.
But I'm shooting par at it, and it's all thanks to Rudolph's guidance.
Yeah,
Rudolph is more than just a reindeer.
Yes.
He's a friend. He's a confidant. He's a mentor. He's a very wise man. He has great advice.
Wow.
Yeah, when I have problems, I go to Rudolph.
And he's just like your counselor.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And, what is the weather like at the North Pole?
Well, luckily, it is cold. We don't want to see the North Pole when it's not cold. It's kind of messy and mushy and slushy. And Mrs. Claus gets very upset when we drag stuff into the house. We have to take our boots off. Rudolph has to take his hooves off when he comes into the house now.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, we have slippers for him.
Yeah. I never seen reindeer in slippers.
Well, you can imagine them.
Yeah.
Well, when you put on the Meta glasses, take a look at Rudolph, and they'll tell you exactly what's there.
Yep.
They'll even tell you what color it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and how's everything at the shop going along?
The shop is good. The elves unionized a few years ago, and we had a few problems, but we're working on it now, and it's working well because they're invested in the operation. They want to do a good job as well, and we work together as a team, and management and labor get together.
Yep.
We've given them a couple perks that they asked for. They get extra hot chocolate. On New Year's Eve, unlimited hot chocolate, and we've doubled their chocolate chip cookie ratio.
Oh, right.
One thing we had a problem with, the music, the plays in the shop, I just had to put my foot down. I'm tired of them playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's bad for the morale. They think it's funny, but I just think it's bad for the morale, especially the reindeer's morale.
Yeah. Well, because, I'm getting sick of that song, too. The first time I heard it, I thought it was funny, but now I don't think it's funny anymore.
No, and the other song that I really wish they would stop, you have no idea how much trouble this has caused between me and Mrs. Claus. That song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, that's really got to stop. This is ruining. Yes. This is ruining my family life.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not true. And if it was true, it was an accident. If it wasn't an accident, it wasn't meant. And it might have been somebody else in a Santa Claus suit. It wasn't me. Honest.
Right. 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 But they made a movie of that.
I know.
Stupid thing.
Yeah, and the guy didn't look nearly as good as me.
Yeah.
I'm not boasting.
Yeah.
But it's true. True.
Where do you go for vacation this year?
This year I'm thinking. I was thinking about Puerto Rico. I really love Puerto Rico.
Oh, good.
Somewhere in the Caribbean. But for some reason, Mrs. Claus wants to go to New Jersey, Hackensack, New Jersey.
That's too cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's even colder than we are, because you know we have regular cold weather. We don't have this wind coming in between alleyways, and we don't have New Jersey people.
Right. Right.
So I don't know. This is what you have. Mrs. Claus and I are going to have to sit down and negotiate. She's trying to trap me. You know, I'll go any place other than that.
Yeah, she's trying to trap you.
And then she'll throw in something like, you know, Monaco in Europe, you know, the Principality of Monaco, so I could go meet Grace Kelly or some other castle. Because I don't really, I don't think anybody wants to go to Hackensack, New Jersey, do they?
No. Nope.
Harry just raised his hand, but he's like that.
I agree. I mean,
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if I had to pick between Hackensack, New Jersey, or the Caribbean, I would pick the Caribbean. I would go and have a good time. I mean, be in the warm weather. I would go to Hackensack, New Jersey in the summer. It's nice and warm.
Yeah, that's possibly. I'm sure there are some days in Hackensack that are worth going to.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the chocolate factory in New Jersey?
There's a chocolate factory in New Jersey?
Oh.
There's one in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Hershey,
Pennsylvania.
Matter
of fact, we deal with them every year.
Hershey.
That is beautiful. What I love about, you know that you're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, because when you get off the plane, you can smell the chocolate in the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it smells so much better than smog.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Well, I've never been there, and I've always wanted to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and they also tell you how to make the chocolates and stuff.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I love chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm hungry all the time.
Well, yes, understandable.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's what I love most about Christmas. Yes, I love pleasing the children. I love seeing the happy faces. I love giving gifts.
Yeah.
But what I really love is the hot chocolate and chocolate chip cookies.
Yep, and the milk.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, the milk would be okay.
But
chocolate milk, preferably.
What are you going to do after the season, after Christmas is over and stuff like that?
Once we settle this whole Hackensack nonsense, I'll let her pick any Caribbean island of her dreams, and we'll go down there. And I'll go on my annual diet, maybe lose 3 pounds on a good year.
Yep.
And I've got my golf clubs. You know, I have to have extra long golf clubs.
Yes.
Because I got to reach over my stomach when I swing. And that covers a lot of area.
How do you get down to the Caribbean? Do you take your sleigh?
Well, we've got a spare sleigh, which the elves have kind of souped up for me.
Oh.
And I let them have it, too, from time to time. But for 2 weeks after Christmas, it's mine. And Mama and I we hop in, we scoot on down, we change our clothes so nobody could identify us. Yeah, I love Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Put on my favorite Hawaiian shirts, go down there, and then just spend hours on the golf course.
Yes. Well, my favorite vacation spot is going up to Maine, because I remember when I went to Boothbay Harbor, Maine, And I used to go on the train there. Used to go around Booth Bay Harbor, and it was very nice. And then they would take you through this tunnel, and they would blow the whistle, and it was awesome.
Oh, that sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's one of my favorite Christmas gifts? You don't get as many requests for them as you used to, as I love electric trains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had an electric train once. I was afraid of it. Did not like it because it had a whistle, and it went around the track. It was like a real train, and I did not like it. For some reason, I just did not like it. It was scary.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, did you get over it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what is your favorite all-time Christmas toy?
Well, my favorite all-time Christmas toy was the Simon, where you would match up the colors with the sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That would be a nice game. Do you know that back in the 1950s, a long mm-hmm. time ago,
mm-hmm.
there was a company that made chemistry sets?
Yeah.
Different things. They also made a nuclear set, and there was actually a little piece of radium in there, and you could experiment.
Wow.
And they had a Geiger counter, so you could, in case you lost that little piece of uranium that came with the set, you could find it.
Oh, wow.
Didn't last very long. They weren't allowed to sell that one for more than, I think, a couple of years.
Yeah, and also toys I used to play with was Light Bright.
Yeah.
And I used to play with Slinky. And I used to play with, I used to have a stuffed animal, Rocky the Raccoon.
Ah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I've delivered a number of Rockies over the years.
Yeah, well, this Rocky had a transistor radio inside of him. And I can never forget that day. I was riding one of those Hot Wheel bikes. I had Rocky on my handlebars, right? And I'm riding down the road. My brother and his friend, and this car backs out of the driveway, hits my bike. I go flying, and my raccoon is smashed all over the place. And I was very sad. Because I love that thing, and I used to listen to WHGH radio and stuff like that, and I used to listen to the Jess Kane show on there, and I used to curl up in bed and listen to the Celtics game with Johnny Most.
And so this was you and your Rocky Raccoon, the radio.
Oh, yeah. Sienna, do you follow football?
Yes, I do. But see, I hate to say this, but
mm-hmm.
for a lot of reasons, I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Ah.
And there have been a number of bad years. But that's all right. Santa is forgiving.
Yeah.
Santa would never hold it against the Patriots.
Yes. Well, they won last night. Score was 28-24.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess that's it for Baltimore because their quarterback got hurt, and he's got a back injury, I heard.
Now that I'm sorry to hear. I hate to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah, me too.
And especially if it's not the Lions.
Yep. Well, Santa, do you have any closing messages for us?
Well, let's think about what Christmas really is. Yes, it's the presents and everything else, and it's family. But it's also a very spiritual time. If you believe, if you believe in the real Christmas story,
mm-hmm.
the Redeemer has come, salvation is here. And it's a guideline for life. And, if only we could treat people with the love we treat at Christmas and the friendship we offer at Christmas all year, then Christmas really would have given the perfect gift. But all I can say is, enjoy your day. You might not be where you want to be. You're with the people you want to be. But you can find happiness wherever you are. And give some friendship and you'll get it back.
Yes, yes. And I want to say to everyone out there, have a joyous, happy, and safe holiday season. And I want to thank all the people at Audio Journal for providing us programming and putting the soundproofing in the rooms and doing a lot of different things. And hopefully we can do this again next year and 2026. Well, and that wraps it up, folks. This has been Bill Ruggiero saying have a good and happy day, everybody. And this program is provided by Memorial Foundation for the Blind, the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibank. And this program will be archived in its entirety after this program. So if you miss it and want to hear it again, just go to our website at www.audiojournal.org. It's under specialty programs, and our show is called Talking Topics. Well, this has been Bill Ruggiero along with Santa Claus, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, join me on this. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Could I do something? Yeah. You might be able to edit in. Now, Bill, because you and I are such good friends, I'm going to share this with you, but don't tell anybody else.
Okay.
If you have any naughty points on the list that you're trying to get rid of, extra cookies always helps. It's amazing how many naughties get arrested when you throw in an extra glass of hot chocolate and a few extra cookies. But this is just between you and me. We don't want to tell anybody else about it.
Right. Vroom, 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 vroom. Bum 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 b